Tonight's shir is Simon Lamed Zayin Zman Hanochas Tefillin. Seif Aleph. Godol Sechar Mitzvahs Tefillin V'Komisha Einu Menichem Hu Bechlal Poshe Yisrael Begufan. There's tremendous reward for the mitzvah Tefillin, and anyone who does not wear Tefillin is included in those who are called Poshe Yisrael Begufan, those who rebel with their bodies. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Aleph Sechar. Shekol HaMenichon, whoever wears Tefillin, Ma'arich Yomim Ba'olam Hazeh, is blessed with long days in this world. Shenemar, like it says in Pasuk Hashem Aleihem Yichyu, Kalomar Osam Shenoisim Shem Hashem Aleihem, those who carry the Shem Hashem on them, the Tefillin, in the Tefillin, Yichyu, will merit long life. U'muftuch Shehu Ben Olam Haboy, and is assured a place in the next world. Ve'ein Eish Al Gehenna Shalot Bo, and the fires of Gehenna have no control over this person. And his sins are forgiven. Tur b'shem Hashemusha Rabbah. This is quoting from the Tur in the name of Hashemusha Rabbah. So there's tremendous sechar for the mitzvah tefillin. Sifkan beis she'enu menichem, but one who does not wear tefillin, perish meaning. Afilu miniyasu huak leprokim, even if it's just occasionally that he doesn't wear tefillin. V'kol shkenim mevatel tamid mimitzvah zu, and certainly if he's constantly being mevatel in mitzvah tefillin. Even if a person is mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin even one day, he's already included in the poshe yisrael category. Now, why isn't he wearing it that is considered the poshe yisrael, poshe gufo? Only if he's not wearing it because he sees that this mitzvah is unimportant. But a person who's not wearing tefillin because he's afraid, the requirements of tefillin are such that your body has to be pure. Maybe he's not capable of being careful with the holiness of tefillin properly. Now he's wrong. It's an avera not to wear tefillin for these reasons. Because a person can easily be careful with Kedush and Tahara, at least when he says Kriyash Ma'at Shemoneh Esrei. Nonetheless, if he's not wearing tefillin, and this is his motivation, this is his rationale, we're not going to call him a Poshei B'Yisrael. He's wrong, but he's not a Poshei B'Yisrael. And certainly, if the mitzvah is always dear to him, and is careful to have a clean body. But right now, he's an oinis, he has an illness, and he can't keep himself clean. Everyone agrees there's no din of poshe b'yisrael in such a situation. You should know the kasuv b'ach, the b'ach writes, even if the mitzvah is not unimportant. But he just can't get around to it. He's too busy at work to wear tefillin. Or shar hefsed mamon, or some other financial loss. Or ma'achmas atzlos, or maybe he's just lazy. Gamkin hu bechlal poshe yisol begufan. He's also included in the category of a poshe yisol begufan. Ach diyesh chilik b'neim l'nyo'yish hansham, but there will be a distinction in the punishment if the reason he doesn't wear tefillin is financial motivated versus the mitzvah is not important. This should be an open rebuke to those people that because of their laziness, matsui is very common, that the tefillin lays on their forehead and not on the top of their head. And the shayad is not on its proper place. Because as far as the halach is concerned, it's as if he's not wearing tefillin at all. Already, this is something that the primogodim alerted us to. B'chal chav zayin, shekosef shom the tefillin shemunachem shalom b'makomon, harihem kimunachem b'kisan, where he writes that tefillin that are put in the wrong place when they're on your body, but they're not in the right place, it's as if they're not taken out of the bag. It's like they're still in their bag. Look back at Simchav Zayin Be'alocha. We went into some detail about this. Sivkon Dal Begufon. So one does not wear tefillin because it's not important to him or for financial considerations, is a b'shei yisol b'gufo. V'dino pasuk b'shas Rosh Hashanah Yud-Zayin. And his judgment is described in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud-Zayin. Da'afilu hu ish benoni. Even if he's an average person. The dark HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahatas ha'kaf ka b'chesed. And the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are such that when someone's a benoni, the Ribono Shel Olam tilts the scales towards chesed. Mikivan she'nimtza b'toch havanasa v'avon zeh. If among his sins is the sin of not wearing tefillin, kaf choyva machras, then the scales will go in the direction of his flaws and his faults and his sins. V'muchoch le'ir the gehenim, and he'll be forced to descend to gehenim. V'chas v'sholom gam kena v'nasav me'um zichu yosav. And if chas v'sholom his sins themselves outweigh his merits, nidum begehenim yud beis chodesh, he's judged in gehenim for 12 months. After that, the body withers away, the soul is burnt, and the wind will blow the ash beneath the footsteps of the tzaddikim. If you look in Tosfos and Gemara, the kol zeh b'shul asa tshuva, this is only if he never did teshuva. Since the power of the mitzvah tefillin is so strong, will hepecha einish, and the opposite, contrarily, if the einish, the punishment for not doing the mitzvah, rachmana litzlan, Hashem should watch over us. Lachin yizor kol adam, so everyone should be exceedingly careful. Liknos tefillin mi sefer mumcha, to purchase his tefillin from an expert scribe. V'yari shemayim abal Torah, one who's God fearing and abal Torah. V'chein ritzuos, and similarly the straps. Yikne mi ish ne'aman, has to be purchased from a trustworthy person. He should be absolutely certain that these ritzuos were tanned l'shem mitzvah tefillin from or kedushas tefillin from pure hides. Kimishu meniach tefillin psulim, because if you're wearing tefillin that are posel, lo levad shein mekayim hamitzvah, not only doesn't he fulfill the mitzvah, al shemavar kama v'chama brachos levatola, he's making so many unnecessary brachos. Shu avon gadol, which is a big sin in its own right. Obavanasein harabim, rabba machshela. To order many sins is a tremendous stumbling block. Meshakunin tefillin tzuas, mimanduhu. That people purchase a tefillin and a tzuas from anybody. Lefishamurcham is all, you get a good price. Sell it cheap. Vubanainim urubayim, most of them are not squared. Vod yosekulkulam shamatzi behem, eskivasim, and there's plenty of other problems when they're written. Vakal yerishamayim, itin alibo. A Yerushalayim should think, Im al mabush of a caliph who mehader shiukatikunam. When it comes to his clothing and various appliances and accoutrements, he wants everything in working order. Mikol shkein bechefzei shemayim. Certainly, when it comes to mitzvahs, chefzei shemayim. So Yitzam same, he shouldn't be stingy v'yachas al kesef and start worrying about how much he's spending. El yahader liknos oson shein bevadik sheim. He should go out of his way to spend more money and get the cheftzei mitzvah, in this case tefillin, that are certainly kosher. Af shemichir maf, even if it costs more. V'kazer da'akim oish b'shem Mordechai, da'akim oish kotz Mordechai. Yish la'odim lahader achar tefillin noyim. A person should go out of his way to get beautiful tefillin. Shneim, like it says, zeh keili v'anveil. Ta'ne shekesavam lablor uman, that the sofer was expert when he wrote the parashiyos, b'ksav noah, with a beautiful handwriting, u'bidyo noah, with fine ink, u'bukumis noah, with a good quill, u'klofim noim, and fine parchment. Se'if beis. Mitzvasan lehiyoysam alav kolayom. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin the entire day. The Be'alocha discusses here, is there a concept midiraisa the whole day, a minute, and the rest of the day is drabbanon. He starts off Pimigodim, that maybe only a minute is Diraisa, the rest is Rabbanon, others say the whole day is Diraisa. Avo Bneshet Srichim Gufnaki, but in order to wear tefillin at any time, you need a clean body. Shliafiach Behem, a person cannot pass gas. Shliafiach Daitim Behem, he cannot be distracted from the fact he's wearing tefillin. Vein Kalodim Yochel Yizabem, not everyone can be careful like that. Therefore, Naagushlo Anichim Kalayom, the meaning became not to wear them all day. It used to be people with tefillin all day, they stopped. But as a minimum, person should be careful and wear his tefillin when he says Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. Leyosim Olav, to be on him, the Bizman Katsu Kazeh, in such a small period of time. Bekal Yochel Yizor Mehafocha Mehesach Das, it should be easy to be careful not to pass gas or be distracted. Sifkan Vav, Bishas Kriya Shema, when he says Shema, to call Hakoyre Kriya Shema without tefillin, anyone who says Kriya Shema without tefillin, Ki Ilu Meid Edus Sheker Ba'atzmo, it's as if he's bearing false witness on himself, because he's describing the parashas tefillin, he's not wearing tefillin. The imlon is down low us, but let's say he didn't have his tefillin yet, and he couldn't put it on yet, and it's this mount krishma. Or maybe his stomach was ill at the time when he had to say krishma. Kol hayom zmano, the whole day he could wear tefillin. Umachuv lanicha kaponim, and he has to wear tefillin whenever he can. Not to miss the day of the tefillin, but it could end up being his taka say krishma without his tefillin on, because he can't miss the zman krishma. Sifkan Zayin Utfil, he should also be able to daven Shemoneh Esrei with his tefillin. Va'ayin le'er Simin Chaf Hei Se'if Yud Gimel. Look back in Simin Chaf Hei Se'if Yud Gimel. V'zehu l'kol Adam. This is for the average person. Aval Anshei Ma'isa, there are special people. Nohagin Lilmud Achat Tefillah B'Tefillin, who will learn after davening still with the tefillin on. Achish Lizor Shlo Dabehem Dvar B'Tehem. One should be careful not to talk idle chatter while he's wearing tefillin, domavad isn't from betelim. Not besides the fact that you're not, anyway, not supposed to speak al chatter under any circumstance. Who by this day the hesach das, it could also bring the hesach das. Finally, simin chav ches sivkan alf ma'isavav. Look back in simin chav ches sivkan alf and the ma'isavav. If someone knows that he is capable of wearing his tefillin more than just davening, and he won't be Mesiach Das, and he's going to keep himself Guf Naki. So the Ber Halacha says that a person who knows he's Guf Naki should not patter himself from Mitzvah Tefillin Kol Yom. That means he's careful from Hesach Das, he's careful from Sechel Kalas Roish, all these things. And then he brings from the Maaseh Rav that maybe he's afraid that people are going to say things about him if he's wearing tefillin all day. So maybe we're just tefillin shel yad. And then he says, really, he should have tefillin shel roish and tefillin shel yad. And he should keep it covered. No one should be aware that he's doing this. V'ashrei hamakayim kadinai. Fortunate is the person that could do this, like the Gemara says. They asked him, Zera, why did he live so long? And he said, I didn't go dalar am without Torah and without tefillin. So the Ber Halacha puts forward the position that you could find a person who's unique in his hanhagos, and for such a person, he's back from a previous time, and he could tackle with tefillin all day, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel roish, and that's why there are such people. There are such people. It's not for the average person to do that, but there are people who know they're careful with these things, and they tackle could wear the tefillin all day. Se'if Gimel. A child who knows how to take care of his tefillin with purity, shlo yishan, he won't sleep with his tefillin, shlo yefich bem, he won't pass gas with his tefillin, ramo erz v'shol yikonas ben lebesakisa, he won't enter a bathroom with tefillin, chayov aviv liknos of tefillin chancho, his father has to purchase tefillin for him to train him in the midst of tefillin. V'yesh oim the ramo erz, some say that hakotun daf kashu ben yugimu shom v'yom echad, we're talking about a child who's bar mitzvah, 13 years and a day. V'cheinogu, and that is the Mimin Shas, we don't change. We don't find 11 and 12-year-olds wearing tefillin because they can be careful with these things. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches HaYodea. A child who knows how to treat his tefillin properly, the Kohen L'chem before that, Ein Rashar L'nech tefillin, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. V'lav Chinuchu, there's no Chinuch before that point. Sif Katan Tes L'chancho. Once he's can, his father should buy him the tefillin lechanchem. The mitzvahs hanochasan for the mitzvah hanochas tefillin. V'chein l'lamdo hadinim atzorachem azan. Teach him all the relevant dinim. Sifkon yudavka d'amo say. Some say this is only if he's 13. V'kodim l'chein before that in manichal lubosh tefillin afiliyom yirtsa. We don't let him with tefillin even if he wants to. The bevadein yodelishma tefillin certainly does not know how to take care of them. Sifkan Yud Aleph, Ben Yud Gimel Shonim, when he's 13, Hainu Afilu Im Lavi Shteisaris, even though he didn't make Shteisaris. Because the Bialocha points out, if he's Taka Bar Mitzvah, there's no din chinuch anymore. So tamat mechanichem beis 13. So it has to be his 13. He's at ner halacha gadol, because once he's a gadol, he doesn't have chinuch anymore. Sefkan yubeis v'cheinog. That is the minik. So if he just learned shulchan aruch v'chab ramo, it would come out that before the boy is 13, he does not wear tefillin. End of story. End of story. He begs, he wants. No. What we call the bo bayom, that's when he starts legging tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'achshav nagu lo niach shnayim v'shosh chadosh kol zman. Nowadays, the minig has been to wear tefillin 2-3 months before that, kol simak nevom, v'ayim be'alocha lo g'mer locha. So there are various minhagim. There are people who start 3 months before. Some people start 1 month before. And there are those who still say, not until the Bobayom. No tefillin until the Bobayom. And that's when he starts wearing tefillin. Maybe you practice a few times before, but to wear in shul, to davening, only once he's actually bar mitzvah. There are those who hold that way too. Cheresh ha-medaber ve'eno shomer shomer ve'eno medaber. A cheresh who can speak, he can't hear, but he can speak. Or he can hear, but cannot speak. Chayav nitfilin, he has to wear tefillin. Aval eino shomer ve'eino medaber, he cannot hear and cannot speak. So he should have a din of a katan. Ein mochen b'yado milahanichem v'atzeh. We're not going to stop him from wearing tefillin if he so chooses. There's a shiloh, he points it on the side. When a boy is, before his bar mitzvah, wearing tefillin, the month, two, three, before his bar mitzvah, does he or does not make a bracha? So he brings two shittas. He brings Tzafas Paneach not to make a bracha, and he brings an Evan Shasi and Zer Emes, it does make a bracha. So I always tell parents who ask me this question that the kids make brachas. If they weren't filmed, they may say a bracha. We let them make bracha on Chanukah Licht. If you don't Chanukah Mitzvah, you make a bracha. If you don't the Mitzvah, you make a bracha. Bench Lulav, he makes a bracha. I always tell him, if the boy is wearing tefillin, he should make a bracha on that film.
What about saying Amen to the bracha?
You can say Amen. The child makes a bracha, he answers Amen to his bracha.